parts for the five-string banjo at Plunking Sound. Do you have room in your heart for the five-string banjo? It's balanced. I heard Rhapsody and it's plunk and fun, but I fell headlong as it make me a chum-chum. Earl Jamie.
Son of an eagle to your
son.
I will by her
Earl.
I will myself with all
I hurl myself at your cosmic essence. Did you sell your soul for the golden pick?
Or the four dollar bottle?
And a brass ringle chicken chapel. African champ.
Clap with antagonism to the mountain of the
plantation lament.
Rangabang, Kaiwa,
Ragtime Grant,
Abba,
Appalachian family,
and the Hangel Town.
Bluegrass,
Bluegrass.
2,000 Do you have room in your heart for the five-string banjo that plunking sound? Do you have room in your heart for the five-string banjo? It's round.
Thank you. The old hound dog guitar, as we like to call it down in the old South. the king of the dobro. Welcome, Jerry Douglas.
Of course, I think you know our good buddy on the old five-string banjo.
Yeah.
And he is a great bluegrasser, but he sure has made a name for himself in the world of jazz. Not that I've ever seen one of these magazines, but I understand. He won the Playboy Jazz Poll this year. A little caricature of your head. Oh, last 2 years, excuse me. So you
read the magazine. They didn't even send us a free issue to check it out.
The man that needs no introduction.
Thank you.
Our friend, our buddy, the guy that had the idea to put all this together, Bela Fleck.
Because he hurt his hand. Actually, he didn't break his arm as it was reported in the local newspaper, but he did hurt it, and we're waiting to find out what's going to happen with that. He won't be playing for the next month or so. But we do have, that was the bad news. The good news is we have a fabulous guitar player here. You may have heard him with Ricky Skaggs' Kentucky Thunder group for a while, but he's here with us, and we're thrilled to have him, and we're going to get him to play a tune here. This is Brian Sutton.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Brian Sutton.
Thank you.
guys.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second. I don't get a lot of time to talk to people on this show. So we'd like to talk to you about Amway just for a second. Sam's sporting the body cream today. I gave Bayla the deodorant, I don't know if he used it. Nice talking to you.
He's a showman too.
When we get together, as you may have noticed on that last tune we played, Jerry Douglas wrote that from Ankara to Izmir. We try to run the range of what you can do with acoustic instruments, but we do find a lot of times when we get together that our common ground is bluegrass music. And it's a joy for us to get together and do this. Thank you, Dad. But we want to dip back into an area of music that wasn't explored, maybe only by Flat and Scruggs, the bluegrass polka.
Right on.
Yeah!
Thank you. So this tune, by the way, we're doing tunes off of Bayless' new record tonight. We're featuring some tunes off of Tales from the Acoustic Planet, Part 2, The Bluegrass Sessions. Most of us were awake during the sessions.
Yeah.
And, you got it going on? Good. But here's one we'll render you with, an old Flat and Scruggs tune. Hold on the banjo. Now there's a sweet young miss that I'd like to kiss. Listen, folks, and hear me. She's not my only love. I have another love, but you just have to share me. But she's 5 feet tall, wore boots and all. She already knows. She has a competition in a composition called a polka on an old banjo. Polka on the banjo, make that five string hot. Polka on the banjo, give it all you got. Polka on the banjo, watch them bring. Once I have heard the sound.
soul. She's caught in the middle, playing second fiddle to the polka on the old banjo.
Thank you. This is Frank, everybody. There's a problem, Frank can kick its butt. This is his best side.
Is this a political statement, Sam?
Rarely. Well, it actually could be. You know, I ran for president in 1976. Of course, I was only 12, so I wasn't old enough. But I did it in 96, and my running mate was the drummer from the Flecktones, Future Man. I had a few write-in votes. Future figured I needed him so we could get the alien vote. We got a few, but in the year of 2000, we're going to run again, Future Man and Sam. And nothing to hide. I never exhaled. But we do promise 4 years of good rhythm in the White House.
Not seeking a second term, I see.
Shoot, no. I ain't even find the West Wing, are you kidding? This one is actually, it's one of those classic bluegrass songs. It's a very sad subject with an incredibly fast, happy tempo. It's about the assassination of President McKinley. We call the White House Blues.
Thank you.
Why would they say that?
Because we never do nothing nice and easy. Well, we're going to do one nice and easy for you now. It's written by Bela, featured on the new CD. And three or four of us know it up here. Michelle, what's going on? Called the Overgrown Waltz. Thank you.
and take a little break and come back with a whole bunch more music.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
you're traveling through the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the morning line, remember me to the one who is there. She once was a true love of mine. Going where the snowflakes snow, where the rivers freeze and the summer ends. Secretly, she has become so warm. To keep her from the howling winds. Nobody's seen me, no me, pass me by.
Come on.
How you doing out there? Everybody okay? Thanks, it's Jimmy Martin. Gonna feature a twisted tune written by our Doberwist.
Twisted
Doberwist. This is entitled Hide Go Seek.
Is that when you used to play under the name Twisted Lester?
Thank you.
trying to sing again. Don't you think they want to do a little more singing? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You feel like I don't think we're short for that sound.
I don't care about the insurance, dude. Just sing. Don't worry about the package. Just sing. Sing for me. You sure you can't sing a little bit? Just a, all right. Well, what if we do a duet together? Would that be all right?
Just you and me?
Yeah. Jerry wants to join in.
What do you guys want? Is that something you want? Yeah.
But this in the key of F.
We used hygiene as a weapon in New York.
When you're riding around on the subway with a banjo, you need all the help. Let's get up in F. Key of love.
All right.
Thank you.
preacher on the field.
Yeah!
We're going to prevail on him to play an old Bill Monroe tune.
Yeah!
On the fiddle. Entitled The Wheel Hoss.
I don't think that's what it is, though, what you're doing.
love. I'm smelling a tremendous amount of love on this stage. It's a beautiful thing, friend.
That same smell used to get me in a lot of trouble on the subway sometimes.
It's such an incredible feeling, playing on stage with two virtuosos. All right, I feel like singing a little bit.
Same old river, same old sea, same old waters rushing on me. Same old river, same old sea, same old waters rushing on me. no matter what kind, I'd sing a song for fallen angels, trying to free my mind. Then when no one was looking, I'd drop my heart to the storm. I'd find my open temporary, and I'd have to shake my
I need you there, right? Hey, sir.
Thank you. You know, around Tennessee, I'm known as Grateful Red. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, we appreciate so much. Thank you. Thank you. We're just a great. Thank you. We're going to call on.
No,
I just appreciate it so much. Thank you. Because I can't tell you how much we appreciate getting to be up here for you. Thank you so much. Give yourself a hand. You're a good looking audience tonight. Thank you. Thank you, friend. Thank you very much. Thank you. Here's one where Bama does a little bit of tuning and just a whole lot of picking for me.
Kind of like the Energizer Bunny, don't you? we played in a band called Tasty Licks in Boston. And when that split up, I guess the licks weren't tasty enough. We made a living playing on the street. And that was about the time that I made my first solo album on Rounder, which Sam Bush and Jerry Douglas both played on. That was the first time we all played together. About 19, what was that?
78, 79.
Were you there?
Can't believe we're still doing it. It's
good. Yeah!
I would like to acknowledge a couple of people, and you've already sort of met him, but when there's any problem on stage, or he's running the monitor sound, you see us wearing little earphones up here to help us hear, and he does a great job. Our very good friend, I'd love you to give a hand to Frank Edmonds. Sound. We worked together for many years at Newgrass Revival, and ever since the Revival stopped playing together, he's been a partner with Dale and the Flecktones all these years. Just a fine feller, obviously knows what he's doing. He's invented some of the things we use up here, and make welcome on the soundboard, Richard Battalion.
Thank you.
guys. It's been a real pleasure playing for y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we all had a great time playing together. I hope you enjoyed. And and it's fun to play bluegrass. We're going to finish up with a Flat Scruggs tune.
Thank you.
off that one for you. We got it all started, and that's why there is a part two now that we're continuing on. But this goes back to the Roundup recording, Bail and Maine, on Drive. This one, if you've ever been whitewatering, I think you know which, what we're fixing to do.
Whitewater!